you know, sending things to Israel, like those military gear and weapons, via its Rota and Moron bases that's located in the southwest portion of Spain. Now, the Rota naval base, also located by the city of Cadiz along the Atlantic coast, whereas the Moron air base is situated near Seville. Now, the two bases are situated in the southwest part of the Iberian Peninsula. And one of the bases is controlled by Spain, but is primarily being utilized by United States, U.S. military forces in the area. And that's allowing your American pilots to almost completely have freedom of movement, unlike other pilots from other nations who need to secure prior approval to actually access the base. Now, to give us some more information on this topic, we are joined online by Spanish activist Martha Garrich. Martha, very good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you doing this afternoon?
You know, okay, seeing the spring arrive in Joburg.
Definitely warmer weather that we are leaning into. What actually led the Spanish government to make the decision to uphold that prohibition on sending things like weapons, like military gear to Israel?
Well, I mean, there's several things that have contributed to this decision. I think first and foremost, I would place really the political and social pressure that after the Gaza offensive started, you know, and it's been very, very strong demands from NGOs and coalition parties like Sumar, who are part of the government along, you know, with the Socialist Party of Pedro Sanchez, who've been very these coalition parties have been very early on, very principled on the issue of Palestinian rights. And there's been strong pressure from NGOs. And I don't know whether you've had a chance to see also La Vuelta, for instance, which is like a very important cycling tour that has happened, happens every year in Spain during the summer. And that had to be cut several times short at different stages because of people, activists protesting throughout the tour. That for me, it's a one important point. Then, of course, there's legal consolidation. I mean, the government approved this royal decree law to formalize the suspension of arms trade. And third, there's been scandals around contracts. I mean, there's been purchase in the past of ammunition from the Israeli military industries, and that has generated public outcry, forcing stricter enforcement. I mean, Spain was at some point one of the biggest purchasers of Israeli military in the European Union. And I think that's something that the pro-Palestinian rights movements have been constantly denouncing and on the case of the government to enforce stricter measures.
Now, interesting. Well, what type of military equipment was actually exported by Spain to Israel? What was the values also of these exports going to Israel?
It's all types. I mean, ammunition, for instance, is been one of the exports, maintenance service, components, and some logistical and defense equipment. I mean, Spain is not one of, you'll say, the biggest of all countries in terms of their investment in military. No, that's not what we do. Value, historically, Spain has exported tens of millions of euros annually. It was 47.9 million euros in 2023. I think that year was when we were second highest in the European Union. Recently, cancellations have been of contracts worth possibly close to €1 billion. Two major contracts were annulled recently by the Ministry of Defense. And there's, of course, individual deals that, like a contract for ammunition mentioned also in Spain media, valued to 6.6 million euros. So it's considerable. Mm. Yeah.
Now, with any decision that any government generally takes, you have your critics, whether the decision is positive or negative. What have some of the critics said, and what are some of their responses to Spain's armed trades policy with Israel?
So, I mean, traditionally, you mean with the previous arms trades policy with Israel? Well, I mean, NGOs and, as I'm saying, no, the left has generally denounced the government's hypocrisy because Spain's government generally, except for the years of maybe when the Popular Party was in government early 2000s, it's been generally a country that has situated himself closer to Palestinian rights, no, the and that's been both for, I mean, civil society has been consistent. It's a population that it's generally very sympathetic with the rights of the Palestinian people, and generally with government as well. Now, there's been a constant denouncement of the government's hypocrisy in terms of, well, you are standing with Palestinian rights and the people, but yet you're not yet enforcing a permanent embargo and full rupture of military ties. From the right and other groups, well, there's been no complaints so far. If anything, the complaints are coming out now when they speaking of, you know, economic loss, of legal insecurity, of diplomatic risks with from cancelled contracts, and even in relationship with, you know, the relationship with the US, and the public opinion generally has been divided, but I mean, more so understanding that there's an ethical consistency that is important for in terms of the government.
Well, what are some of the implications also of this prohibition? We know that we have this ongoing conflict and genocide happening in Palestine, in Gaza at the moment. With Spain now opting to stop those exports of weapons, of military gear to Israel, how will that impact what's actually happening in Palestine at the moment?
So the implications of the arms export being now the embargo we are talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, I think clearly before that, I mean, what prompted also Spain's position and embargo was otherwise the legal and reputational implications, you know, of being accused of facilitating violations of international law. I think that's one position that all countries, especially in Europe, should consider. Current implication, I mean, there's obvious tensions with Israel. I think it's been a consistent string of both reputational and other threats, you know, and to Spanish leaders. The leader of Sumar, who's the vice president of government, has had her entry denied. But also we come from months of Barcelona and other major cities also cutting cultural and other ties with cities in Tel Aviv and other cities in Israel. And recently also the mayor of Barcelona, for instance, was due to visit Palestine and had his visa cancelled, you know, I mean, or his entry barred by Israel. So there's a clear implication, diplomatic implication there, and certainly the possibility of some sort of diplomatic also tensions with the U.S., although, I mean, it's worth noting that the recent royal decree law that was formalized does include an exception by which the Council of Ministers can at any time introduce some, you know, like exceptions or make exceptional decisions. That's something also that the the left groups are actually pointing out, and one of the coalition parties, Sumar, wants this decree law to actually go into parliament, be a proper law, so that then they can also introduce and make more extensive the embargo, as well as remove these exceptions that can be introduced by the decree. I think, in my opinion, these exceptions are a way for the government to also safeguard and manage their relationships, like, for instance, with the military bases that you mentioned in Morón and Rota. But other than that, I think at this point, and because of the exceptionality of the situation, I think the implications we are hoping for, otherwise, that it's a ball that, you know, snowballs in the European Union, because it's been long overdue that there's an embargo and further sanctions on genocidal Israel.
Well, it is always refreshing to see European countries coming out and taking action in support of the Palestinian people, and also what is going on there. And Spain, obviously, being one of the very first European countries to take action in support of the people of Palestine. So that's obviously always good news. And as you mentioned, hopefully this snowballs into other decisions by other European countries also to take action on similar issues. But we are going to have to leave it there, Martha. Thank you so much for joining us on and for speaking to us about this latest development from the Spanish government.